At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Folks, this weekend is election day. Polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. And we will be voting on May the 16th. And there are 5 constitutional amendments. And we have a special guest. We have 2 guests, Michael, to talk about amendment number 4.
Yeah, thank God we finally get to the substantial part of this show out of the warm-up. We have Jasmine Brown DeRussell. She leads all of our policy as the Chief External Affairs Officer of GNO Inc. And Manish Bhatt, who is the Vice President of State Tax Policy. The Tax Foundation, they're talking about a very critical amendment this weekend, Constitutional Amendment 4. Vote yes.
All right, let me just read it. It's very short on the ballot. In fact, the ballot language on all of these amendments are pretty darn short. Amendment 4, do you support an amendment to allow a parish to reduce or exempt property tax on property held as business inventory and to provide for the classification of public service property? So Jasmine Brown, DeRussell, and Manish Bhatt, both of you, welcome to the show. Let's start out, Jasmine, with you. A lot of folks aren't aware of what an inventory tax is, so let's talk about that and exactly what this constitutional amendment is trying to do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Newell, for having us. Of course, it's always a pleasure to join. And to your point, the inventory tax is something actually for our state that has dated all the way back to the colonial period, in which, you know, preceding sales tax and income tax, taxing property was one of our primary sources of revenue. And so as we kind of matriculated throughout the past generations, of course, because the Constitution allows for there to be a taxation of property, it includes inventory as a part of that property. And so property taxes are typically charged, as we know, using the FMV of the fair market value of a property. And so for inventory in particular, this is done at the 15% fair market value rate. And so business inventory includes things such as manufacturing supplies, production materials, as well as merch ready for sale.
So this amendment doesn't abolish it. It gives each individual parish the opportunity to decide whether or not they want to reduce it or eliminate it, correct?
You're correct, Noel. And I think that is the most important piece of the discussion relative to what we are actually seeing on the ballot. It is underscoring that by voting yes for this amendment, it does not automatically eliminate the inventory tax. In fact, it just fortifies locals' ability to be able to customize an approach that works best for them. So to your point, it would allow local governments to either completely eliminate the inventory tax or lessen or reduce the inventory tax. And I also think that it's important to note that even if a parish decides that they would like to either reduce or eliminate this tax, that still has to be approved by both the sheriff and the school board, as well as the parish governing authority, all with unanimous consent to do so.
Because those are the predominant three recipient bodies of the inventory taxes, right?
That's correct. You're right about that.
So, Manish, to you... No, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to just underscore that, Newell, because I know we've had this conversation a number of times, and it is really, we want to credit the legislature and the governor's office and others for kind of coming back at this issue in a way that has taken into account those concerns of local governments. And so that's why you're seeing the ability for locals to be able to customize this approach.
So, Jasmine, both to either you, Jasmine, or Manish, operationally, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, how does this work? This is the inventory that they actually have in-house in Louisiana on December 31st? Manish, you want to handle that?
I'll let you take that one. Yep.
Hi, great to be with y'all. Thanks for having me. I mean, that's certainly how I understand it. And, you know, these inventory taxes, remarkably few states have them. I think it's under 9 states, I think, tax business inventory like this. Some tax it, you know, partially. But the reality of it is it's an inefficient tax. It really is transferred onto the consumer at the end of the day. Louisiana has taken some steps to improve the process, but in reality, these are best left untaxed. And they create some perverse incentives, right, for businesses and retailers, if they can, to move inventory out of the state and then bring it in so it's not subject to the tax. And so it's just really inefficient all the way around.
So your foundation has referred to this tax as being non-neutral. If you would, for the benefit of the audience, explain what y'all mean by that.
Thank you. That's a great question. So the Tax Foundation, we operate and analyze tax policy at the global, federal, and state levels. And in that, we try to promote the principles of sound tax policy. One of those principles is neutrality, the idea that the tax code should not be picking winners and losers. The market does a very good job of that. So in this instance, when we talk about non-neutrality, it's really those businesses with larger inventories, let's think retailers, manufacturers, they're going to pay more in these taxes. And so from a neutrality perspective, this fails that element.
So what do y'all see happening? This is my concern with this approach, is that we're going to end up with a hodgepodge, right, of who knows what, one-third reduction, one-quarter, one-half, three-eighths. I don't know. It could be just about anything, right? And typically business and industry has been very critical in Louisiana of a very complicated tax system where each unique parish and city jurisdiction in some cases has their own tax rates, which makes it very difficult for them to manage. I certainly hope we're not going to be hearing about this if this was to pass, you know, where it comes back to haunt local government and state government, you know, here by saying, well, here's just another example, because from my understanding, business and industry wanted this to be on the ballot, correct?
You're correct, Newell. You're correct. And I think what you're saying relative to not wanting to have a mixture of results across the state, wanting to advance a universal streamlined tax system for the state is very important. And I think, you know, for the crafters of this and those of us behind the scene, there has been, since the last election, a lot of behind the scenes work, really talking to local governments and hearing their concerns. And so I think relative to the phase out, the inclusion of there being a phase out, as many parishes who were concerned about an automatic elimination, not having enough time to be able to implement the appropriate revenue driving forces to offset the loss. This phase out, as well as the one-time payment that's included within this amendment to those parishes to help offset the loss. But I think overall, the conversations that we've been having with local parishes within our region, while there are parishes that have a heavy reliance on this tax, they recognize that the elimination of this tax makes them very competitive. Again, there are only about 7 states across the country that totally tax inventory in the same way that we do. And so as the Tax Foundation has noted, as well as others, you know, other real world examples, just as recent as last week, one of our board members were at a conference and the inventory tax came up, and it was really one of the sole reasons why this company said that they were not interested in our state. And so we've heard both quantitative and qualitative data that suggests that if we move towards a non-inventory taxation structure, that our state will be more competitive. And that is certainly the goal.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Yeah. Manish, to you, in the interim, let's assume that Amendment Number 4 passes and we end up with this hodgepodge. How do we end up judging ourselves as to, you know, where we stand against other states? Because a lot of folks in industry look to these rankings, these ratings, you know, whether you get the Silver Star, the Gold Star, Platinum, whatever, you know, the group puts out there. How's that going to work, you think?
Well, I think to Louisiana's credit, the administration and lawmakers have made a real effort in recent years to make the state more competitive. In our rankings, we put out a state tax competitiveness index, and historically, Louisiana has not been a majorly competitive state, regionally or nationally. And that's been also seen as we're seeing out migration from the state and lower AGIs. What this reform could do is make the state more competitive. If you look just across the border to Texas, I know there's always that discussion of what's Texas doing or what are some of the neighbors doing. Texas taxes business inventory, but does does it through a little bit of a different mechanism. And recognizing that there was a real lack of competitiveness there, they raised their exemption from $2,500 to $125,000. Now, it doesn't solve the problem, but it certainly makes the problem a little bit better, especially for those small and mid-sized businesses. This reform, certainly there was that concern that there could be, to use your words, a hodgepodge of policies and rates across the state. But I think different parishes are going to have to look around and see, are they competitive relative to others? Are they losing retailers? Are they losing high inventory businesses, or are they gaining those? And so just as we look at competitiveness nationally, we should be looking at competitiveness within the state. And I think that this idea of reforming the inventory tax or outright eliminating it, it will put the state in the right direction competitively.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious because there are, and I mean, I'm just brutally to the point. There are industries, right, that are located in some of these parishes, and it's typically the parishes that have the highest reliance on inventory taxes. And let me just state again, I'm not in favor of inventory tax. I think it's a stupid tax. But these industries are industries that it would be very hard to go and build another plant like they have today in this country under the current regulations. So there's really not a lot of incentive, in some of these industry sectors to do away with inventory taxes for them. Because you're talking about plants that take 5, 6, 7 years to build, if they're lucky, there's not really a strong incentive to do it. Agree? Disagree?
Well, I think, Noel, when you think about the fact that the inventory tax credit has also effectively, by way of statute, will be rolled away on July 1st, to your point, we recognize that we possess, as a region and as a state, advantages, right? Many of our plants and mm-hmm. industry leaders have been here for generations. But I think when you think about the fact that the credit has already rolled off, coupled with the fact that there are neighboring states with more,
if you would describe that for our listening audience, because they don't understand this trade-off that actually exists.
Certainly. So when you're thinking about the inventory tax credit in particular, as of July 1st of this year, that credit is going to be rolled off. So essentially, that credit offsets or softens against the state corporate income or franchise tax. So if there is an excess, that credit offsets what the industry partners would owe to local governments for inventory tax.
Yeah. I only bring that up because I intend to vote for Amendment 4 on Saturday. I think it's a crazy tax. I don't know why we haven't figured out a way to do away with this a long, long time ago. I think it puts us in a less competitive way, and we need to get really smart about what we're doing here, and hopefully it passes. But I can see where there's going to be a significant reluctance for a lengthy period of time for many to move this off, and I wish I knew what the ultimate best plan would be to do this, because you always have this disproportionate impact to each one of the parishes. All right. Thank you, Jasmine Brown, De Roussel, and Manish Bhatt. Truly appreciate you joining us today. And we'll be right back with Michael Hex. Final thoughts when we return. Stay with us.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.